DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Rice.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
This is a little intimate.
This is very intimate.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I'm going to turn you guys up since you're kind of far away.
I don't normally make direct eye contact this much with another dude after this
not
many
even
shots.
When you make love.
I mean, I didn't say no.
Okay, I think that's probably the best we're going to do here.
See, that was the problem I was running into when we had, like, Sean or Dan on. Was that mic
always well, that's
so quiet.
And I think that's why we discussed getting a new board so we can
yeah.
get these more mics. Yep. And I think that's why we've avoided getting more people on.
Yeah.
Can you bring the sake over?
Yes.
I believe there's
Japanese.
The please, usually that goes at the end of that
no, I'm marked for death.
So
why
be
bother?
Be nice to your assassin. That's all I'm saying. I will take the KUFO one. Ironically
do a
enough,
shot
thank
of
you.
Japanese rice.
Sake, yes. Yeah.
Water.
It's,
It is not water. Well, it is and it isn't.
I hate shots.
he still remembers his bachelor party.
Yes.
Shots suck.
He says as he's dumping the remnants of his fifth into a plastic cup like a hobo.
Don't you knock my hobo cup.
I apologize.
Wasn't it's hobo with a shotgun cup.
Wasn't that a Tim McGraw song? You know,
hobo with a shotgun cup. That'd be pretty cool—a shotgun cup.
Mm. They actually
a
have
shotgun that shoots cups.
They have shotgun shell shot glasses.
Yeah.
To you, gentlemen, I say, come pie.
Come pie or come low. I mean, however you're gonna come, just get there. Oh yeah. Oh.
And that's how we start the show. Welcome to Not Another Podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tastes like somebody peed in my mouth.
I gotta say,
Bryce, starting out strong. Not even just holding back. Just
and that's the name of the—that's the name of the episode. Someone
the best
peed
part is, I haven't eaten this morning yet.
Oh,
I am gonna be fucked quick. And I don't drink very often, so.
Wow, so this is like the perfect storm meets like gasoline fire,
yeah.
And like yeah, so.
I can't wait till you start
we're just
slurring.
Call this the Deep Water Horizon.
Deep Water Horizon. I don't know. Someone peed in my mouth. Seems like.
I'm sure there'll be many
there's
others.
There's gonna be 100 names.
Yeah.
Just pick one.
Yeah. I mean, if you enjoy getting your mouth pissed in, then like by all means, adopt this episode as that.
We're not here to judge.
No.
We're not judgy people.
We're here to drink and talk.
Fucking, can I just say, starting this off, how good it is to see you again, Jim?
See, because...
We're back in the same room.
I know.
And there's the only thing that's changed is there's more toys.
And there's more room.
And there's more booze than I think I've ever seen.
Jim came in, and I just started handing bottles to him.
James
that
has
I've
a problem.
Saving.
Yeah, well, no, he doesn't, because he's got me. I am
He needs to go to Alcohol Collectors Anonymous.
I'm a hoarder.
Yeah, that's the new hoarder show.
ACA.
Booze hoarders? Yeah. That's what I would watch. Like, Gladys has got 400, you know, cases of Yuengling Lager, which is a beer that's only in Pennsylvania for whatever reason.
And Jim would just be going, give those to me.
I was the kind of guy that would keep empty liquor bottles as trophies.
Look like, at my accomplishment.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, a hunter will, like, you know, take the head of the kill and, like, you know, mount it on his wall. I would have, like, empty gigantic bottles of Jägermeister and, like, Jack Daniels. As if, like, one day the booze fairy is going to be like, you've been such a good alcoholic, I'm going to refill all your empties. Twang.
Twing.
Yeah. And that's the sound it would make. But, yeah, no, I walk in here and And the thing is, James has never been a big drinker. Bryce, you yourself have just admitted that you're not much of a big drinker, unless you know you're about to get married, in which case it's called
a bachelor party.
It's called a bachelor party, yeah. And it's kind of a rite of passage.
Or for Jim, Tuesday.
I know a lot of bachelors, okay, or what guys used to be bachelors. I'm kind of the fun party, you know.
He's always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
So always a pallbearer, never the corpse. It's a rough life. It's a rough life for me, but. You know, I walk in here, and like I said, James is handing me all this booze. I'm like, for a guy that doesn't drink, you have a fully stocked... And he's like pulling more. He's pulling stuff out of like old socks and fucking like crawl spaces. He's like, this is a beer that was
loose
made.
Floorboards.
You know, it's like, shit, man. This place could catch fire at any given moment because of all like the booze fumes that are just kind of hovering around.
And the best thing is it's all top shelf stuff.
Yeah.
It's like beyond Jim's normal stuff. So
my normal bottle of
I treat my whiskey. Guests right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you fucking do. You're giving me seriously second thoughts about moving, going back to Pennsylvania.
Good.
In about the end of the week.
Keep giving it to him.
Fuck yeah.
Well, because here's the thing: either I move back to Pennsylvania, dry out and live longer, or stay in Portland, have a great fucking couple of weeks, and then
die
you
young.
Know,
well, yeah, we were joking about how, like, I gave you all that whiskey. It's like, you know? He's like, his first thing was like, I can't take this on the plane. I was like, you got a couple of days before you do it. It's like, it's just, and my imagination.
That's what check bags are for.
My imagination went to, the last thing I remember was getting on the plane to go to Portland, and I wake up, and I'm back in Pennsylvania.
Did you guys hear that story? There was a lady, I think it was in China or something. She had, like, a gallon of, like, whiskey or something, and they wouldn't let her take it onto the plane.
Oh, obviously. So she pounded
so
it?
So she drank yeah. it all.
Oh, my God.
And they wouldn't let her onto the plane because she was so drunk.
And what was worse is the plane got delayed because she was the captain. So, I mean, who's going to fly the plane? Drunky McDrunkerton?
What's that Stephen Lynch song?
Yeah. Oh, okay, shit then, yeah.
Yeah.
That Stephen Lynch song, I got 3 balloons of heroin.
Oh, my God. I got to see him a few years ago in concert. It was so funny.
He is so funny. Before you started there, he was one of the interviews I got to do on KUFO.
Oh.
Dude, so hilarious.
Well, yeah, the first time I ever saw Stephen Lynch's... Comedy Central special, and it's the one with the big children's book, and he's got the people actually on stage yeah. with him as if he's doing this whole thing. I remember, because this was back in Pennsylvania before I moved out here, watching all this and being like, if this is like the next level game that I'd have to try and step up to, there's no fucking way I'm gonna make it as a comic.
Throw the towel in, right?
Yeah, I'm just like, there's just no way I can compete.
I don't know how to play a guitar,
you know, or like write songs like Special Ed, you know. You know, Mama Draw Me On My Head, you know, and now, you know, it just, all of those, and just like the casualness that he would sort of throw it all out there.
He did, I just saw his latest, not really a special, but his latest concert video,
mm-hmm.
And he got with, he kind of became like a folk singer thing. It's really interesting. He got this gal named, I can't think of her name, but she just put out a country album. It's really good. And then he got this banjo player and like a friend of his from his college days,
mm-hmm.
and they put together like this fucking fantastic folk album.
Like not comedy based, but like legit.
No, it's fucking comedy based. But it's like
Stephen Lynch. Yeah. It's gonna be funny.
But it's like
fucking Steve Martin put out like legit like bluegrass.
Stuff. But he was a banjo player before he was a comedian.
True.
You know,
guaranteeing he would not get laid until he got famous and rich.
I love The Lonely Island.
Oh yeah.
So funny. And I
Dennis
love,
introduced me to Lonely Island.
That actually surprised
my pants.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love that they get like these serious
big
artists.
Yeah.
Like fucking Michael Bolton.
And that song about was it the fucking Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
Yeah.
So funny. And like it just like and he just rolls with it and they're like, damn. No, with me, Lonely Island, love them too. They put out an album, and I'd only heard like the songs that kind of got leaked, but I started listening to all the other songs that weren't, you know, kind of getting played as much. And I love the fact that, you know, obviously as big as Andy Samberg has become, he always, you know, wanted his two other buddies that they had made some pact with. You can know this is true. They wrote that one song about visiting with the alien. And they like, you know, all you gotta do is, like, you know, you just gotta fuck me at the same time, all three of you. And so what do we do? Three-way climax! Like, okay, I'll give you one wish for saving my planet, because apparently I collect all your jism, and that's what's gonna save us. And
yeah.
What do you want as your wish? Like, to be the greatest, you know, rap trio of all time.
Yeah.
You know that these guys were just buddies, and one of them got super popular and super rich and famous. And he's like, you know what? I'm not forgetting about these two guys that helped me get to where
they're best friends.
Yeah, they're the reason.
Yeah.
You know,
fucking. Did you guys see the movie? Was it Popstar?
Oh, no, I want to. I really want
to. So funny. The album that goes with it, too.
Keep On, Keeping On, or Never Stop, Never Stopping, whatever it's called.
Yeah. But if you get a chance, listen to that album, because it is so funny.
Okay.
There's a song called, it's like, Fuck Me Like You Fucked Bin Laden. It is
so funny. Turn off the drill. You've hit hilarious. Just stop drilling. It's just,
but you gotta love songs like where he gets Justin Timberlake, Mother Lover, or Dick in a Box.
God.
Dude,
those are fucking great songs.
Well, and even the, what was it? Was it even Jizz in My Pants?
Oh,
just like the small
still
cameo.
My favorite song.
Just like, you know, him as the janitor.
The janitor,
All he does is, like, shake his head and just, like, fucking Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Or The Creep. I love The Creep.
Oh, God. My favorite one is Shy Ronnie with Rihanna.
Oh, my God.
It is so funny.
Yeah, no, I gotta say, you know, I know a lot of a lot of people will kind of, like, I don't know, either they talk shit about Andy Samberg or whatever. But
he's so talented, though, with that. Like, and even as an actor, if you guys have ever watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, it is hilarious.
Oh, dude, the chemistry that they all have is
phenomenal.
The chemistry and the banter, the two things I'm a sucker for. Like, yep. I can't get enough. I love the show. Malia's just sort of like, meh, not so much Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So I kind of have to keep it, like, you know, on the down low.
You gotta,
and, like, watch whenever she's like, and as soon as she comes to the door, I gotta turn up, like, oh, I was just watching C-SPAN. Oh, yeah. Just
I'm watching Hardcore Gay Porn.
Just watching two dudes fuck it out in the prison. Yep.
He lives up late at night with a sheet over himself and the television and a flashlight for some reason.
Yeah, no, just watch some gay porn.
I was just masturbating.
Not watching Andy Samberg at all.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. She's like, it smells like you've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Smells like Samberg.
Smells like a lonely island.
I smell Terry Crews on you.
Which means I smell like a fucking Old Spice, which is a good smell.
Yeah. Jim, what's with the box?
Well, there's a small hole in the I put my, and then I give it to you, and it's a gift. It's a gift.
It's a show of my dedication.
Or dictation, if
dictation.
You will.
How about dictate?
What type of dong is it?
Well, we're feeling no pain. welcome back to Not Another Sober Podcast.
We got a pot of coffee in each of us.
Yeah. A coffee Kahlua, we'll say.
Kahlua?
Kahlua.
Coffee Lua.
More Kahlua than coffee.
Here's the thing is, we just, not to make it all about me, but I just flew in.
Jesus fucking diva.
Your arms are tired.
Ba-dum-bum.
That wasn't even so much a sniper shot. That was like a sniper clubbing. Like, you suck up behind
He's
me.
He's had a lot to drink.
Bam.
Yeah.
Me no like
I,
you.
I
he can't
got to
aim
position
anymore.
Yet. No, I can aim. I just haven't got to position yet.
It's just very shaky.
I gotta kill my way up the mountain.
So many henchmen dead, just lying in fields of crimson below.
You can tell where Bryce was by the trail of dead.
And, like, the shots
not very
in the trees.
Stinky, is he?
No, he's not.
For a sniper, he's really.
I'm sniping you right now. You might want to hide.
That's what he says right before he hacks your head off. You've been sniped, bitch.
That many snipers have a catchphrase.
I shoot their heads off. I don't cut them off. I just shoot them with the sniper rifle until their head comes off.
Well, Bryce has a gun that shoots knives, so, I mean, technically, big knives.
I always think of Borderlands 2 with the shotgun that shoots swords. I love that gun.
They stole that idea from me. I was convinced that Court, from the old Court and Fatboy show, loved knives as much as any, you know, homicidal maniac. And that
any American psycho is the term he prefers.
Sorry, it's... That's their word, not mine.
It's knife enthusiast. My
And
that's an alternative fact, by the way.
He's death curious. He's not a killer. He just really is. And
Jesus.
What the fuck? Bryce just
Wait.
My keys.
Yeah.
Not to stop the show, but Bryce, there is something you have to do right now.
Okay.
Since Jim's in the room.
No, not the alien fucking thing.
All right, let's see unbuckle?
Can we unbuckle?
Let's see.
Oh!
Let's see if I can get the back in there.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, let's see if I can get mine.
Nope. Oh, I heard a little bit.
Nah, it's just cartilage.
This is just wobbling.
Yeah, mine is just falling. I'm just...
The problem is the booze kind of liquefies up the joints and whatnot, so you're not as tense.
Oh, Jesus! That was his chest!
He cracked his tits!
I can crack my sternum every once in a while.
Yay! Phew! Just double thumb.
That one always hurts, though. It's like a
Does
pressure.
It?
Yeah, that's
it's
like where a pressure your heart going. Is, you know?
Actually, my heart's over here, not in the middle
of my
chest.
You had it moved?
Actually,
so that no one can send you to torpor?
I think your heart's actually like right
here. Because
right
your left lung is smaller than your right, because the heart fits like right there.
Look, if Mr. Goodbody
brought to you by not another anatomy class.
Clearly not.
I told you the idea that my buddy at work had for us, right? We should make an LLC called Not Another, and we should make a Not Another game cast as well.
Yes.
Because we could write that off as tax if we have a company.
And that's how Fight Club became a tax
United.
Exempt. Yeah, yeah.
I'm liking this idea. We can get a lot of tax exemptions. All these video games?
Yeah, they're a tax write-off. Yeah. It's for our business expenses.
Exactly.
Yeah, we review video games on our podcast. That would mean that the website is...
It's a business
tax
expense.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Except becoming an LLC is pretty expensive.
Money's on the ground. All you gotta do is just swoop it up. There it is.
Is that when Trump comes in and... Hits you from
Fox
behind.
America.
Grabs you by the pussy.
Here's the thing. I know your anus. It's a strong anus.
You can take a pounding.
You can take a pounding. It's like America. I'm going to make your anus great again. By great, I mean sore and uncomfortable.
Make prison Loose sex great again.
Oh, wait. No, he doesn't have a big enough cock for that.
No.
But well, his tiny hands, tiny
His hands
cock.
Make his dick look huge.
There's Deadpool.
So,
it's like a baby hand.
I bet it looks huge in this hand.
Bring me a dick. Oh, no, that was John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, the thing is, we're all doing Trump,
like,
but we're
doing JFK was a good president.
Polar opposite.
I know.
Yeah, JFK shot in the face.
Trump.
Oh, my God.
Probably at Mar-a-Lago right now golfing.
Yeah, tweeting the whole time. He's like, this sucks.
Last week, we started the show with a question. About if you guys had, I gave you a couple superpowers, what would you do? I've been thinking about it this week, and I've got another question.
Okay.
And
it bring it on.
It lingers on the...
Bryce possess him.
The...
Whom.
I need to drink more now.
But you don't do shots, right? Right, James? Right?
I don't do shots. Shots, it's like someone pissed in my mouth.
Well, the show ain't over yet, so one of the two of us, my superpower...
I mean, I'm probably going to have to pee here in a little bit, so...
My superpower
is... Well, that is a big fucking cup, and you're almost through it.
Almost?
I got to drink quick.
He's floating... Well,
thank God we've got more booze around.
Are you double parked?
Yeah.
Is there a school bus full of kids waiting to get home?
Yeah, I'm actually parked right
he
out there
parked
in the
right
pool.
On the lawn.
I parked in the pool.
Well, no one else was parked there, so...
I threw the janitor my keys and said, go park,
park this
it.
Shit.
Pull it around. Yeah. Is that a reasonable place to park? What? Anyway.
So this goes on the old adage that absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely awesome.
So, I bequeath... To each of you.
Bequeath or bequeath?
Yes.
Okay.
24 hours. Excuse me.
Oh. Yeah.
24 hours of godlike power with no consequence. The only caveat is whatever you do cannot benefit you directly in any way, shape, or form.
But, okay, so, I'm sorry, Bryce, while you're considering... First of all, the fuck does caveat mean? And second, no, I know what caveat
means. It's like caviar.
It's like caviar, but
it's really
crispier.
Expensive and it tastes like shit.
There's one bunch of fish eggs that cannot benefit you in any way.
at all.
No, so, no nutrition.
No nutrition.
None.
No, but the crackers are delicious. If you sort of serve it on, it's like, little, like
no,
little
you can't bits. Have the crackers.
I heard
either.
Those were a guy's body.
Like Gary
like,
Caviar,
like an old dead Jew, maybe.
It's made from
Jesus.
It's made from dried taint cells.
Mm. Compressed down, yeah. Like compressed,
mashed into know. A meal, baked,
you know,
to a nice golden brown.
Taint flour,
baked, not fried.
Yeah. You got to use taint flour.
Taint flour.
Taint flour.
It's the most nutritious
taint
of all
flour.
Flours.
Here's the thing, taint flour.
They
is that
renamed,
your wrestling name?
They, I went on Urban Dictionary the other day and they renamed the taint. It's now the Gorsuch.
No, sorry.
No. We'll always be. I immediately
totally
got
fashioned.
Mental picture of Jim coming down to the ring, hailing from parts unknown. It's Taint Flower.
I'm pushing it. When you're done, when I'm done with you, you're gonna be pushing up the daisies. I'm Taint Flower. Taint Flower, or, you know, or another name for the
corpse. His finishing
flower.
Move is the tea bag. Boom.
Yeah, I think it would be like the Miracle Grow. I don't know. It'd be something along.
You know
those
what's
lines.
Funny is the new WWE games. You can create a finishing move.
Hmm.
I'm gonna do that for Big Jim's character. I'm gonna create the teabag.
That would be like, you know how when you get somebody up for a power bomb.
Yeah.
You kick them in the stomach. And they double over, and so you throw your arms underneath their stomach, and you lift them up onto your shoulder to like slam them down on the ground. I just do that, but then I just stay there on your face until you feel so uncomfortable, you just fall
yeah,
backwards, and then I pin you. Because my
it's a submission move.
Yeah.
Isn't I'm done! I'm done!
I'm out!
It smells like rotten popcorn in here. Which is also a good possible name
it's a good
for
band
the show.
Name.
Yeah, Rotten Popcorn.
Rotten Popcorn.
Dude, I saw Rotten Popcorn at the CBGBs, like, oh my god.
Rotten Popcorn and Dollar Beers. Best lineup I've ever seen.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh, so anyway, in regards to your question, James,
you say we're gonna get to that now.
Well, I mean, because my point is this: you say I have godlike, we have godlike powers
for 24 hours.
Which god?
All gods.
So Loki.
All gods
go to heaven. I guess that's, they live there.
No,
and
that's all dogs.
Well, I'm dyslexic. I'm sorry, and I've been drinking. So
I'm dyslexic as well.
Friendship
I'm sorry,
is rare.
Well,
yeah.
I heard I'm dyslexic. Google.
Yeah.
Which anyway, again, I do not judge. You know, we are brothers of bad spelling.
You have no idea.
So okay. So I think
that sounded like a challenge and a threat.
We're gonna have a dumb off. Who can
spell the worst?
I can't spell worse, so you guess
Free
you
holiday.
Win. We're both gonna be.
Are you dumber than a kindergartner?
You know what's gonna be real?
Public school kindergartner.
Public school. I went to public school.
Yeah, I went to Catholic school. Well, I guess I'm a bad example. So, fuck.
Welcome to the next episode of Who's Smarter Than a Toddler?
I didn't shit myself yet.
Welcome back to
the winner is Bryce.
Not another college graduate podcast. Not another English major.
Just
so,
not another.
It's funny because I can't spell worth shit, but I'm very good at understanding. Like
when words. You're sober, you yeah. speak really well.
I'm a much more elegant speaker when I'm not drunk.
Says everyone that's ever been pulled over for
ever.
A DUI. Like, I'm a lot better. Just... There's a lot more S's than H's when I someone.
Don't tell the Ossifer.
Okay.
I swear to dog God, I'm not drunk.
I swear
dog
to
God.
Dog, I'm not drunk.
I swear to dog God. Which,
God.
Again, another good
a
band
better
name.
Better God. Better
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
You know, dogs, they're
Welcome
friendly.
Welcome to the stage, dog God!
Dogs are friendly. They're loyal.
Open for Slayer.
They sniff balls. They open for Slayer.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, okay, this is how I kind of imagine the power being imbued upon Bryce and I. We get confronted by a stranger, hopefully like a really hot, like Angelina Jolie type, where she's like, you know, I've been looking for you all my life, and I
it's
found
gonna
you.
It's going to be an old cripple. Okay. I already know where he's going.
I will give you godlike power if you.
But it's like okay.
Let me blow you.
You gotta
gnarled suck. Brown teeth.
You gotta suck the power out of my wrinkled old cock. You gotta suck it out. You want to be a god or not? All right. You know, ain't nothing easy. Ain't nothing free. So okay, we walk into like this this big room, and it's like yes, you can get
a long
godlike
time
powers.
Ago, me and my brother Jim, we're walking. Down a long and
lonesome
road.
Then we saw their shine, a shiny demon.
Well, wasn't so much shiny or demon, but a really old guy leaning on a walker.
He was wearing
no pants around his ankles
and a trench coat just so jauntily across his shoulders. And he said,
and a dangly cock that looked like a white raisin.
Suck the best cock in the world, or I'll eat your soul. This got weird. We're not even close to an answer yet.
God damn, I've missed you, dude.
There's nothing like doing a show together.
And there really isn't, man.
I know.
Well, if we could just...
I mean, we always have fun involved when we do these shows, even, you know, with Jim halfway across the country, but...
Halfway? Do you remember where Pennsylvania is?
I had some
where
sucking.
Oregon is. Apparently, you didn't have a geography class when you were in school.
You guys sucked in English. I sucked in geography.
But we win at life.
The three of us make half an idiot.
Wait, we can run for president.
Yes!
Like Voltron, may the powers of disappointment combine.
We need two more ups.
Well, we'd find them if we were smarter and or could spell, where are you?
I call right arm.
I want to be the taint.
I'm the dick.
Okay, so you're the dick, I'm the taint?
Yeah.
This show just became...
a shitty job.
This show just became called the Taint and Dick Show.
Just wipe front to back, damn it.
It's just hard finding...
It's like ass to mouth, but not quite.
Can be. Taken on holiday. So getting back to James's original fucking question...
What?
Trying to broach this.
I have so fucking missed you.
Don't care. Nobody cares what the question is.
Because the answer is this last 60 minutes of your life that you've just spent listening to these three. You know, if we just drank.
Just wasted time.
If we just drank individually.
This is upwards of the friction method.
We're flirting with it. We finger banged it. We bought it dinner. It's going to fucking happen.
We finger popped it.
You gotta,
yeah. We didn't
you gotta
bang
rub your
it.
Finger
popped.
Around it first.
Well, yeah.
You got to get it ready.
We're not a monster. Ooh. We're gentlemen.
Just stick it in.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Well, Jim does.
Are you Harrison Ford? No fucking way. No, I just
what's
him.
This?
That is not the sound it makes, by the way. Thank you. Bryce, again, just joke sniper. Just there it is with the sound. He's a sniper and a Foley artist, apparently. So.
But can't spell to save his life.
Nope.
Yeah, spell Foley. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. That's how
it's spelled. Of this Voltron, he's the dick.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not the brains of the giant lion robot, okay?
Oh, shit, I just realized if I'm the right arm, I'm stroking Bryce all the time.
And you better throw a finger in me every once in a while, you dumb bitch. Am I just decoration? God damn it!
Voltron doesn't have fingers; it's just a fucking mouth.
He's got a sword, motherfucker.
You gotta fist him once in a while.
Oh, right? I'll fist him.
I deeply regret joining this group of metal robots.
Rethinking my life.
Yeah, and a lot of personal mistake choices.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
You can call me Jim. I'm a lot more cooler this time around.
Have I said how much I've missed you, bud?
New drinking game.
My
every
wife
time
is crying. Says, yeah,
everybody takes a shot.
Yeah, everybody take. Well, James has to take a shot. Bryce, you don't take
He'll
shots.
He'll be dead.
I would be dead.
Your cup has been empty the last three times you tried to take
I
a
know.
Shot.
I know. There's still a little bit in it, so I'm trying to get it out.
A little beefaroni at the bottom
have,
of the can.
I think we have some vodka. Jim needs, or Bryce needs more vodka.
No, I think I'm
Fridge.
Probably good.
I think we're out.
No, you're not.
There's always big bottom girls. So...
I thought it was fat bottom.
I want to get back here so bad. Because it's a great
power
course.
Of God. 24 okay. hours.
Yes, I walk into a room, but it's not just like Judeo-Christian God. Could it be any God we want? As opposed
you have,
to all
well,
the
here's
power.
The thing, though. It doesn't matter which god. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Literally anything. You can shoot
if,
lightning.
If I say power can, of God, it would be all gods, so you would have every godlike power
okay.
ever.
I just have to be contrarian. I apologize.
Apparently. Because if you just pick one god, you could potentially lose so many powers.
Well, and that's kind of the thing, though. Because if we're godlike, then A... Who's to fucking say that I can't do anything that benefits me, because I'm a fucking god.
Come on.
Or dog, backwards. Or, you know, like, so, you can't, okay, and I don't mean to be poo-pooing your question, because it's a great
you're
question.
Just fucking shitting pedantic. All over this, Jim.
Every being pedantic.
Every power needs to have a limitation, because if you're the end player, then there's no reason to play
you
the game.
You make the rules.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is you have godlike power. You can do anything you want. Okay. You're Jesus,
but you have God watching over you, and he'll nail you to that cross.
And take your powers away, yeah. And you won't even get fisted in the taint.
He will send you to your fucking room.
First of all, it was a lowercase t. I don't think people realize that. But when they see Jesus...
What's this really long plus symbol for?
Hashtag sacrilegious. Or half a hashtag. You know, if you're, you know,
Hack tag.
I'm already going to hell. I don't care.
Well, clearly.
You're fucking driving the bus there.
You're the tour guide. Welcome to hell. My name is Bryce. I've been here for a while.
These are the pools of acid. You will be spending eternity in these. Enjoy.
With Hitler fucking your...
With a pineapple. Not the little one. The big one.
Clown shoes. This is a first.
Yeah, geez.
I know. That's really weird.
Is it God calling?
He's fucking pissed.
Yeah. He's like, you guys need to record more shows together. Like, yeah. This is ridiculous. Give Jim more booze, goddamn.
I heard there was a new commandment that Jim had to move back to Portland.
It is. The 11th commandment.
Actually, no, it's the 11th demandment.
Yeah.
It's not a commandment. It's not a suggestion. It's a fucking rule.
It's a straight-up order.
Yeah.
So, God, like Arlie Armory.
So, okay, I'm a god...
I'm a god.
You know, am I Bill Murray from fucking Groundhog Day?
Sex in the City.
Sorry.
That's round two. One more and you're going out that fucking window.
Is that like a T-Rex roar?
No, that's Godzilla.
Oh, because I have... Here, let me... I gotta find it now that you brought it up.
You have the godlike power of awesome ringtones? Bryce wins. Yeah, Bryce's wins. I'm sorry. That's...
T-Rex?
That's T-Rex?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's T-Rex.
From Jurassic...
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Pork.
Another great band name. We're just letting these just fall on the ground. No one's collecting them.
If any bands come out with any of these names, we should sue.
So we've got the power of God, but we can't do anything to benefit ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So you can't do anything...
Anything would direct you, or would...
Again, because you're the
it's like
the
that Friends episode where she tries to do the non selfish, like she tries to help people, but in a way it's always selfish.
See, I don't. Just again, I've thought about this a lot,
Phoebe,
this week to present this question, and there are things you can do that you know don't benefit. Like Jim, you posed when I kind of posed like the rough version of this question. Your first response was kill Trump. And I said, well, that would benefit you. Not directly, but it would benefit you.
But, okay, so...
Because it would make you feel better.
So, so give me an example of something that I could possibly do if I had godlike powers that didn't benefit me.
End world hunger.
That benefits you.
How does that benefit you?
Because people don't starve to death.
Well, no.
Yeah, but if you hate people...
Fuck you. I'm a caring person. Okay.
Well, you're fucked, because I hate people.
I can't do anything, apparently. I hate people, too, but I care for people.
Did you guys just switch bodies? Because
he's still possessing me.
Bryce is the one that doesn't give a shit about humans, and James is usually the one that actually cares about other people. Obviously, all the booze that you just dumped on me.
I don't know.
That's round three, ass. You're going out the window.
Silent.
Do you have vibrate? Give it to your wife. She will...
She'll throw it away.
She will fix
it. Throw it against the wall.
Wow, one button. That's all it took.
Here's the thing.
He's new.
I don't normally get fucking phone calls at all.
Yeah. And God just called you three times and said, shut it down.
God's pissed.
Yeah.
Shh.
Stop giving
don't
these
tell them. Don't
these
fucks. Get my ideas.
Yeah. So, okay, but ending world hunger would benefit me. Because if there's no hunger left in the world, that means there's so much food for me to fucking eat. Are you kidding me? There's, like, relief packages falling through my roof. Now I have to deal with the fact that, okay, granted, there's no world hunger.
How about
but now when
just...
it rains, my shit gets soggy. Not my actual defecation, but, like, my things that I own.
What about just ending hunger in Africa?
Why? Well, so every other country gets to be fucked?
Yeah, fuck them.
That doesn't really...
Okay, I got an idea. Instead of something that benefits you... It benefits somebody else, but it disadvantages somebody else.
So there has to be that other end of the scale.
There's a trade-off.
Okay.
There's a no net gain, but like Africa gets all the food.
So God giveth and God taketh away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then there's no indirect benefit to you.
Oh, then that's perfect.
I think I would
take away from the 1%, give to the 99%.
That benefits.
Yeah, that benefits you. Yeah. So everyone but you.
But if you're God, you don't need fucking money.
You're only God for 24 hours.
God for a day. I would love to see that as a cover boss.
Just one day.
Just one day. I can't spread that 24 hours out, like, you know, over 24 days.
No.
You're just a dick, bro.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, come on.
Maybe I shouldn't have posed this question when you two have been drinking.
Because now we're just doing this picking apart all of the loopholes.
I know, right?
Come on.
No, you would have done that sober.
Yeah, true. We would have been better at it, though.
The name of the episode. We would have been better.
We would have been better. I didn't even hear the bolt lock on that fucking rifle shot before. Just like, done.
That's all you heard.
My head popped, and all of a sudden, a second later, before my head stopped living, I heard a. I think I would take away all the dubstep music in the world.
Oh, that benefits you.
No, it really doesn't. Well, yeah, I guess it does kind of benefit me in some way. But I'd be
You don't like dubstep?
But I'd be giving all the power to, like, folk music and comedy-based music in general.
Folk music.
Yeah. Because if I'm sorry, did you know that you're...
God, you just killed the joke sniper.
The man... Well, you know, I'm a god, so...
I felt that right between the ribs.
Fucking,
See, it is really tough. Like, now that we're...
Stephen Wright is a huge folk fan. You just said yourself that he put an album out.
Stephen and Lynch. Stephen Wright. Stephen Wright.
So I got the power of being a god recently, but I'm dyslexic, so all I did was lick my balls.
I'm fucking Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow.
Doing my worst Stephen Lynch impersonation.
I like Science Friday, but I can't stand him.
Yeah. And
my biggest problem, I know this is totally off topic.
Like, you're a god, so...
My biggest problem with it is I know he has to, like, announce the show so often, but he, like, cuts off guests right in the middle of fucking talking to do it. And it fucking irritates me, so I have to... I skip episodes because of it.
So if you're listening right now...
Ira Flatow,
I understand...
Shut the fuck up.
You're about to give an explanation as to how to better your...
I'm sorry, this is Science Friday. Yeah. I'm Ira Flatow.
So if you need a
I'm
cure
let
for
you
cancer...
Finish.
Yeah.
He Kanye's NPR.
Oh!
Wow! Wow, Bryce is a different guy. Ooh. When he's got a hobo cup full of booze. Can we just make this a thing? Can we just, like... I will dump all the booze into your cup. Your blue solo cup. Let's Bright drink it up.
Does it have a brand on it?
Yeah, well.
Made in China.
You are adorable, by
the way. He drank fast and he drank hard and now he's drunk.
But he's your god and you respect him. God.
You listen to me.
Bryce, so, damn it.
But that is
I wrote the
that
Bible
a,
like this, okay?
Bryce brought
that
up a good
my
point.
Biography.
Was well, my the autobiography.
Part, my autobiography, yeah.
So you can. Anything you do positive has to have a negative effect.
Yes.
So, for 24 hours,
yeah.
And it can't benefit you directly.
I mean, I would need like a week to be able to think up a good, you know, response.
Well, you got 5 seconds.
Okay.
4 seconds. 3 seconds.
Chicken nuggets rain from the sky, but water doesn't work anymore.
Chicken nuggets rain from the sky, but they're all rotted.
What about sparkling water? Does that count?
Well, you're
yeah, it's based in water.
Okay.
The first ingredient is water.
You guys ever
so.
Seen that
actually, no. The
episode?
First ingredient is sparkling. So kiss
yeah.
your god
it's
Bryce.
Sure, killing come unicorns.
On. If that's what Bryce got to do,
Starbucks is already doing that.
No,
right?
That's what you said. Bryce hasn't even said one thing he would do as a god.
Nothing.
He just did
nothing.
He would.
He said sparkling water.
So I'm already more powerful.
Yeah. So Bryce, damn.
By doing actually, you know what? By being a god and doing nothing, that well, you're just. God.
Yeah, there's no net gain.
Nothing changes in 24 hours.
Welcome to America.
Damn. Just getting real with it.
Yeah.
You're a real god.
Yeah.
It's
How about getting rid of Trump and putting...
Again, that benefits me.
What? Oh, wait.
But putting Pence in charge?
But ooh. Racist fucking asshat can do whatever he wants, Pence.
No, let's
so
let's
wait,
somebody
so
else
next week, basically?
Worse.
Is that what you're talking about?
Trump is not president.
But Steve Bannon is.
No. But Hitler is brought back to life and is president.
Ooh.
Okay, well, obviously...
This is like a fuck, marry, kill type thing. Really?
Trump. Kill Trump.
Hitler.
Marry his wife.
She's not very attractive. That's why he wants to fuck his daughter, okay?
Kill Trump, fuck Melania, marry Tiffany.
I don't know who those last two are.
Melania's his wife.
Yeah.
Tiffany's hot daughter.
So they're the same age, basically.
Ivanka's hotter.
Tiffany's got more porn star look to it. I think
Ivanka is better because she's smarter.
The chubby porn star.
Ivanka is smarter.
So porn star.
You know. I would say this. So if we're going to go along those lines...
Jared Kushner. You have to marry Jared Kushner.
I'm sorry.
Why do I have to?
Because your God wills it. That's fucking why.
Damn it!
Read the Book of Bryce!
Oh my God!
God damn it! There's another.
I should write it and put it in a Dead Sea Scroll.
There you go. We just found another one. That's weird. It's
just two
Comic
words.
Sans font. I didn't even know they had that.
It's
back
two
then.
Words and they're misspelled. Fuck you.
P-H-U-K. That's
it's like a train wreck, right?
That is the hot mess sandwich right there. So okay,
which means she tries hard.
I tell you what, to go along the lines of what you're trying to say,
she does butt stuff, is what he means.
I mean, I'm asking for a friend who's also me.
You, she'll shove her fist up there. No lube though.
Can we start with like two fingers and like work?
No,
she's got small hands though.
It's fist or nothing.
0-60.
Fist or nothing.
Yeah,
that's the name of our first album, by the way.
Yeah,
fist or nothing.
She's got small hands like her dad. So.
And I've got a huge anus, so I mean, it's not.
It's like
throwing
nothing.
A hot dog down the hallway. You're fine.
It makes the sound that Superman, the crystal Superman had when he. To make the.
That was not the sound that Superman's S made when he.
Yes, it is.
Entraps fucking Lex Luthor in like Superman, was it 2? 3? Does it fucking matter?
Is that before or after the wheelchair?
That's the kind of reaction I would get as guy.
Aha, we're still.
I don't want to lose this.
It's okay.
It's all the Superman talk. It fucking pissed off the computer.
Hey, Chris.
Another three calls from a supreme being that somehow figured out how smartphones work and you don't. It boils down to, okay, if we're going to play your game of like, you know, you get to kill Trump, but something else has to happen, this is what I propose. Kill Trump, but civil war happens. And not
like,
just civil war.
Like Marvel Civil War? Like Iron Man versus Captain America?
All right, so is it the other god? I kind of like what you're putting on the table here. We're the two gods, so this doesn't affect us at fucking all. I would say
at the end
like,
of 24 hours it will, because their civil war is going to last a day.
I would kind of see more as like the civil war that happened in Germany during World War II, where you've got the one part of the country that's kind of cool, and the good part of the world wants to sort of help, but the other side, you know, is full of, you know, anger and hatred.
So North Korea, South Korea?
Or Confederates and Union kind of thing. So the Civil War, we had this. Your history fucking teacher should be fucking just fist fucking the hood of a cruiser
right now.
Jesus wept. So yeah. So Trump gets to die.
So back in the 1800s.
Yes.
Trump died.
He was not born yet.
They were still drumps.
Yes.
Just these weird...
Yeah, they probably were.
These weird orange Oompa Loompa motherfuckers just traveling the land and looking down on, like, the poor...
Buying up real estate everywhere.
Oompa Loompa Wars would be pretty funny.
That's it.
Just little orange people fighting north and south.
So Oompa Loompa Wars is going to be the name of our second album.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to be just an album
Can't wait to hear Zero to Fisting. That's going to be great.
It's going
to
be speed metal, mostly.
What's going to be the first song? The first single?
Don't wince. Don't wince.
Pop goes the chainsaw.
Pop goes the. Ooh, damn.
Pop goes the chainsaw.
All right, we're in a thing now. Okay, so the third song is going to be.
I feel like I need
Jackhammer Dildo.
Well, I got
Jackhammer Dildo. I'm playing the guitar solo on that one.
Fourth song, Smile Like a Donut.
What is the name of the band, by the way?
Doesn't matter. Literally, that's the name of the band.
Two gods.
Two gods.
Ooh.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Two gods and a taint.
Taint God.
Ooh, I like Taint God.
Tainted God?
I'd go see Taint God.
Tainted God's too.
You wouldn't have a choice. You would have to come see Taint God.
Because he would show up in your house.
I created plain you. Jackhammer dildo.
Yeah.
I created you, and you have to come to my goddamn show, even if it's in someone's garage somewhere. It doesn't fucking matter.
I want to hear the rest of the track list.
Okay, so...
So we got Don't Wince.
Don't Wince.
Smile Like a Donut.
Yeah, those are my two.
Jackhammer Dildo.
Which is...
Pop Goes the Chainsaw.
Goes the Chainsaw.
So far, Side A is fucking gold. You got one more song to finish Side A.
Rub My Stinkhole. That's a love ballad, actually. It's not
Stinkhole or Stinkle?
Well, if you play it backwards... No, Stinkhole.
I think Stinkle would be...
Well, in Europe, it'll be pronounced Stinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle, brown eye.
How I wonder, who am I to be here? And
Twinkle, twinkle, brown eye is a great start to Side B.
Yeah, all right. So, we're looking at that.
Defeat the Queef.
Defeat the Queef. That's the hidden track.
Oh,
Defeat
okay.
the Queef. Okay. I love how this went
this
from...
This is the best episode we've done in a long time.
Thank you, alcohol. For lowering inhibitions and allowing the true us to kind of come forward.
We got four more songs to come up
with. Oh, fuck. All right.
For the debut album...
Don't Contemplate Nazis.
Don't Contemplate...
Don't Compliment.
Don't compliment the Blood Nazis.
Sir, step out of the car, please.
You step out of the car.
No, you are the car. You step out of yourself right now.
Suddenly, this became a Tenacious D album.
Philosophical officer, just like, you know, you understand, bro, that, like, come on, we're all made from stardust.
We are all made from stardust.
It's true.
We are all stars.
We are.
This is the worst interview I've ever done of a band.
Well, first of all, we're two fucking gods, so you're lucky that we didn't just turn you into a fucking just...
Pool of Goo.
Pool of Goo is the next song. Yeah, thank
pool
you.
Of goo.
Pool of Goo. Pool of Goo.
I'm going to have to listen to this and write down the whole track list and put it on the podcast.
Rubber Wife.
The next one. No, save that for the next album.
No. Well, it'll be...
You got to end strong.
You got to end strong.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, we did with Defeat the Queef.
Well, no, that's the hidden track.
Yeah, but that's the end of the album.
But you said we needed four more songs. Figure it out, man.
Do the math.
Come on.
Look, I'm just producing here. Okay?
What are you producing? A headache for me?
Yeah, I gave you the alcohol.
This is top shelf. This does not produce headaches. This produces genius, as you have just experienced right here.
So, Pool of Goo.
Pool of Goo, yes. And then Rubber Wife.
Rubber Wife.
But not R-U-B-B-E-R. It's R-U-B apostrophe E-R. Rubber, as in Rub Her Wife.
Rub Her Wife?
Yeah.
So she's a lesbian?
Yeah, so you're taking the lesbian... Like I like it.
It's a crossover song, so like, it's like, yeah, all right.
Bringing in the lesbian audience.
Yeah. Well,
because metal isn't just for chicks.
Bisexual Betty.
Bisexual... The Ballad of Bisexual Betty.
Ooh, there yes. it is. Thank you.
I'll give you that one.
So are we down to one or two? I think
just one.
Just one more. Okay, so...
The
look. Taste the Stain.
Taste the Stain. That sounds like a title for
parentheses
your
open wide.
That actually, Taste the Stain should be the title of your reunion album.
Hmm.
No, when we split, we're done.
Yeah. No,
we're fucking Guns N' Roses. God damn it.
Yeah.
Well, they got back together.
Yeah, because they're bitches.
Bryce just went from funny
That's
drunk
okay.
to mean drunk.
That's
just,
okay. I hate Guns N' Roses, so it's fine. It's okay. Don't worry about
Pistols
it.
Pistols and Posies.
It's not a hate crime, just because I hate them.
Pussies and Trowels. Okay.
Okay, there's an extra hidden track after...
There's a double hidden track.
Yeah.
You have to play the hidden track backwards to get it.
To get
that would actually be kind of cool, is if they made a song that you play forward and backward, and they're two different songs.
The problem is, though, vinyl doesn't exist anymore, so how are you going to...
Yes, it does.
Well, I mean, I know it does, but it's not as popular
it.
A format as,
it
you know...
It would be if you put this song on there.
It actually plays better.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a simple god. with people simple...
People listen to podcasts on, like, 2x speed forward. I'm sure you could listen 2x backwards.
Yeah, we sound a lot better when you fast forward.
No, we sound a lot better,
when you skip.
Stop. Yeah, thank you.
Just skip the download to begin with.
You've created the two best gods that this world, this universe has ever even
skip
known.
Skip
God. I can't wait to hear your guys' first album.
Blue Cup and Big Bottom, right here. That's our band name. Actually, no, my okay, so what's your name in the band? Mine's Dank Jankum.
Dank Jankum.
If you know what Jankum is.
What instrument are you playing, Dank?
The meat flute. You have to ask? I've been practicing since I'm 12 fucking years old. Look at the muscle structure right there. Look at the muscle structure. I'm sorry. You can't kill a god. You can only hope to contain him.
I had a friend in high school. He actually had one bigger forearm than the other.
You mean like me? Right fucking here? Look at this.
He ended up having a hole in his lung, and the doctor was like, okay, you can do some light activities.
So he tried to fuck his own.
About that.
He tried to fuck his own lung hole, which did not end well.
He legitimately ended with an arm that was like almost twice as big as the other one.
Yeah, it's weird because when I do push-ups, I go in a circle. It's not good.
I fucking love his live meat flute solos. They're just amazing.
As opposed to what the alternative, which
especially
would be my
fire
dead
comes
meat,
out of the flute.
Meat flute solos.
It's called chlamydia. They have medication for that.
Tragically,
he
after
he sets the stage on fire with his meat flute.
Yeah. And so, Bryce, what instrument do you play, and what is the name of your character? Ooh, so, I'm Dank Jankum, master of the meat flute.
I play the theremin.
Ooh, the theremin.
Theremin, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for.
That's fine. We got dyslexia, like, yeah. You know, connections.
We make one whole person with our dyslexia.
Not a good person, but a whole person.
Yeah.
Like I said, half an idiot, all three of us combined.
It's like fucking Captain Planet. By our powers combined, let us create a Republican.
Planet. I'll be Captain Planet.
You're our hero.
Yeah.
So that's going to be your band name. Okay. But you're not going to be, like, painted silver.
No.
Like Don
Cheadle.
I'm
not a pussy.
Jesus Christ.
He's just painted pink.
So every time we do
an
interview,
fucking
like,
man,
so
men wear pink. God
he walks
damn
it. Out on stage.
Thank you, right there. Bracelet says the fuck all.
His stage outfit is just the Borat thong.
Very nice.
But he has it tuned so he can actually play the man thong. That's
tuned to G.
Yeah,
it's the G string. Come on, I got dual G strings though.
Yeah. So that's your instrument? Is it a dual G string?
Yeah.
But it doesn't go over his shoulders. It's just
it's a
pierced into his nipple.
Yeah.
He had like a rare...
When his career ends, his nipples are down to his knees.
He had a rare nipple smith in Germany actually forge this instrument out of other nipples. So, yeah. And impressive.
Trains full of nipples?
Yeah.
Captain Planet.
Not trains full of nipples. Jesus. You think I was going to let that one slide?
I didn't think
Come
you
on.
Got it.
Optimus
no,
and
got
Megatron.
It, bro. So did a lot of other people.
6 million Jews got it?
It's a bit soon. Just a bit. Just
little too soon?
That's
little
the song.
There hasn't
for
been another
the,
tragedy in between there to kind of...
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
The soundtrack song
9/11.
Transformable
That's
nipple.
That's the chorus 9/11. To, you know...
Transformable nipple. The chorus is just 9/11.
That's the sound it makes when I go on stage.
Who are the rest of the guys in your band?
No one.
It's a two-man band.
Thank you.
It.
We're a duo, you motherfucker. Two
well,
gods
in the studio,
and what?
But on stage,
there's
nobody.
Just,
we don't need anybody.
Nobody.
Yeah. We don't need anybody. We don't need any. We're not like the last god where I need 12 other dudes to play. We're not Earth, Wind, and fucking Fire. Okay.
Well, you keep thinking this 24, this godlike power is going to sustain. You get 24 hours
to make. The
I
most
stop time.
Yeah.
Done.
What's the negative?
He stops. He stopped. Time had stopped. Yeah. He stops time. Positive. Negative is time has stopped.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. You gave the wrong powers to the wrong two hombres, bro. We're bad hombres.
We're bad hombres. We need to be on the other side of that wall.
Bad hombres is going to be the name of our next album.
Yeah.
There it is. For some,
so you
the
got
wall.
Four albums now.
Yeah. And
that's
we're just
the concept gonna, album, though.
Yeah. The Wall.
That's the one where you lost most of your fans on that album.
But we're going to make the fans pay for it. That's the
yes!
There is. There is. Problem solved.
They're not even going to want to buy it, but they have to.
Yeah, it's not a choice.
As soon as they walk into the store, it's like, $12, please.
They're just walking in mass.
Yeah.
Here's my, shut up and take my money. Again, another name of another album.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, we're going
to
cover
it. They have to buy it, but they don't have to listen to it.
No,
I don't care what they do with it afterwards. As long as they
get the money.
It's in your elevators. It's in your grocery stores.
Oh, the Muzak version of Jackhammer Dildo. I can't wait to
Well,
you should listen to the instrumental version.
On Meat Flute and Nipple Thong, it's really kind of melodic. It sets babies
they
to sleep.
Each other.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are the wild stallions of this realm.
Yeah, pretty much, bro. Sorry about your luck that you get to have the two most awesome gods. Yeah, the other universe, yeah, they had Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore fucking Logan. You know, and they got time-traveling phone booths. We don't have those. You know why? Because we got rid of those motherfuckers. But we do have a meat flute, and we got a weird thong that was made by a German dude, probably named Gunther.
Gunther S. Thong.
Gunther S. Thong. Well, it's pronounced differently.
Later. Song.
Exactly, so... I don't think we got anything left. I think that's. Let's just.
I think we burned out and just in time.
Pulling in, coming in hot at the tail end.
Crashing on.
I'm kind of glad this is the only.
On the flight deck of the not another aircraft carrier.
Well,
it's going to be one of those those flying aerial carriers that they have.
The helicarriers?
Yeah, the helicarriers. You know, because.
You think we have money for that?
Not yet.
We barely have money for right. booze.
Well, I mean,
all of this was donated.
Once these albums
unwillingly.
Take off, once these albums take off. First of all we'll the other bands
dollars.
Are gonna yeah.
Okay.
I think we should end
dollar heirs.
Come on.
We can go into the Dollar Tree and buy one thing based on the money we're gonna make.
If we combine all
by our monies combined, may I please buy this Twix bar. Not king size.
Just don't buy a pop because it's not a dollar.
Yeah. No, it's
they
never.
They fuck you with that.
They fuck you in the dollar store.
Lying
that's
bastard.
That's our last album right there.
Fucked by the dollar store.
They fuck you in the dollar store. Wow. This got
really
so far off track. Wow.
You know what's funny is Bryce
kind of
never really answered the what would you do with godlike powers question.
I don't need to answer it.
Yeah.
Because he's God.
Thank you.
I make the rules.
Yeah.
Boy, it's a good thing you two don't have godlike powers.
The world would be a better place.
Yeah.
It'd be much better.
So every
no,
day...
No, because we'd have to listen to... What was the name of the band?
Oh, fuck. That's what it is.
It's like a art exhibit. Yeah. It's always changing.
Exactly.
Yeah. The band name changes, but the songs are not.
Yeah.
The song remains the same. Thank you.
It's always just don't wince over and over and over.
Don't wince. Don't wince. Don't look away.
Look was that the Barry Manilow version?
There'll be hell to pay. Can you smell my shame?
Taste the stain.
And cut. All right, guys, that's a wrap. That is brilliant. All right, we're all going to take lunch. And, thank you.
We're going to burn all the tapes.
Thank you, two guys.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.